We are back, all Sabatino. Joining you here on Smith Sabatino as we continue on with our broadcast today. I want to make a mention of something it's always almost difficult to have to mention at all. And I'm going to read a quick little paragraph. In a major victory for President Barack Obama, the Republican-led House relented on Tuesday and will back legislation to fund the Homeland Security Department through the end of the budget year without restrictions on immigration. Okay. Now, when we this is the kind of maneuvering, whether it is a victory for President Obama or a defeat for the Republican-led House, doesn't matter. These are things that we have got to. They used to be the course of business, not a dramatic political standoff. We are funding a necessary part of the government in today's very extremely difficult world and dangerous world upon which we live. This should have never come up for debate. There, of course, should have been discussion of how the money is being spent. That's the purpose of Congress, ladies and gentlemen. The purpose of Congress is to fund these programs and to ask diligent questions, both in the House and the Senate, as to how the money is being spent and the purpose, et cetera, and so forth. That is acceptable, and they should be hotly debated where there is disagreement. However, it is not he wins, I win, you win, I lose. That is not what this is all about. This is a function of government. And when we lose functionality in any corporation, and I've spoken to a number of political people over the course of the last years about the function of government, like the function of a business. Businesses function. They have their rough starts and they have their difficult periods in sales and so on. And sometimes things go very well and sometimes they don't. But they work through it in the business world. Congress has to act sometimes just like it's a business. And their business is protecting our rights and our liberties, but also running the government. And how do you run a government when this kind of very basic, and I say in today's world, basic law and department that helps protect our country, Homeland Security, created after 9/11, created after 9/11 to incorporate a number of the agencies in Washington that were redundant. And from all gauges, it works reasonably well. Protects us at the airports, protects our borders. And yet we have to go through this go-around, if you will, of I win, you win, I win, he wins, she loses, and all of that nonsense for political aggrandizement and gain. And it doesn't make any sense. And I'm getting the drift, and I was just in Washington. I'm getting the drift from the people that actually do all the work, and that's your middle-level chief of staffs and all of these, and I know many of them. These individuals are basically saying, we're beginning to feel a change here. There's something up. And that change is we've got to get this place to work, regardless of who's sitting in the White House. This is the congressional duty upon which we have taken an oath to make it work at the very least. We don't have to agree. It's called compromise. And I'm wondering if that's now, according to my unofficial survey of a number of chief of staffs and their associates working for congressmen and senators in Washington, D.C. on my last trip. They're beginning to feel a change here because this is not working. And it doesn't matter whether you are conservative or a liberal. Let's see what happens over the course of the next couple of months. Let's see if my gauge here wasn't correct, that there is afoot a change in Washington, D.C., because this should never have gone through what we did. The process was laborious, and frankly, the system doesn't work if we continue to do this. Let's hope it has an uptick, if you will. Call Sabatino. Roland Smith, the way... Today, he'll be back next week. Stay with us.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you catch your little kid playing doctor? Well, it's inevitable. Kids are going to play doctor. And actually, you should expect it. Here's the developmental science of it. Assuming your children are young, there's very little to worry about. If they're being playful and giggly, that's a good sign. It's a natural curiosity about bodies. And remember, at a young age, they neither can spell sexual harassment nor have a clue what it is. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, use this playing doctor business to your advantage. When you catch them playing doctor, that's a great time to do some explaining about the human body. And don't forget to explain that private areas are called private for a reason. It's because they're private. And when they play doctor again, just calmly tell them to dress and then redirect them to some other game. You know, you can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. You've probably heard of food combining, in which you eat to completion one part of your meal at a time. Our bodies digest different types of foods at different rates. For instance, fruits, vegetables, and salads are digested first, then cheese, and finally meats. Seems that if foods that digest quickly are eaten with foods that digest more slowly, the lighter food has to wait for the heavier food to digest first before the body even gets to it. During that time, that food starts to rot, fermenting and producing gas and alcohol. Some food can take 4 to 5 hours to digest, so gas, acid, and indigestion from the decomposition of foods waiting in line to be digested can cause us pain or clear a room quickly. So eat light foods first, then follow with the heavier. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com